And good afternoon and a happy Monday to you. My name is Amy Toy. I am the host of Angel Answers, and I have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Betty M. Marcoux. She is a psychic reader. We're going to be talking about her gifts, and we're going to be talking about how to get a good psychic reading. It seems like there needs to be reminded, and we're just going to be talking about different things today about our gifts and what you can expect in a psychic reading. And she has a very interesting background. She is actually a former mental health professional, and with this line of work, sometimes you need it. And she is a psychic that is awesome. She is my go-to lady. She is the go-to psychic of, actually, I think, Generation X, Y, Z, and whatever else. She's a great lady. She comes from Alberta. Well, she's in Alberta, Canada right now. And so she is really a great lady, and she has some things to offer you. So welcome, Betty Ann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Amy. Thank you very much for that lovely introduction. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So you came in your gifts late like I did. Well, I came in mine, I think. I suppressed them, and then they came out again. You want to tell us a little bit about you? What is your background? You have been, since I've known you, you've been involved in different projects. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure, absolutely. As you mentioned in the introduction, I come from a mental health background. And my professional training at one time was dealing with mental health clients and those who are struggling with addictions of all sorts, as well as with recovery. And during my time as a professional, I didn't realize that I was using some of my psychic gifts to help my clients at the time, and because it just would seem I would always be able to go to the heart of the issue and totally help them to uncover what is really bothering them in their life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yeah. So, and I often really didn't know where this information was coming from, and my clients always seemed impressed that I always knew what was wrong with them, like the root cause of any issue that they were dealing with. And I honestly believe, when I think back on it now, that my spirit guides and my entire divine support system worked through me via my gift to help these clients. And I realized that, wow, I should really, maybe do a little bit digging around my gifts. And I realized that I was probably quite psychic or intuitive for, pretty much all of my life. And I really had no idea.
Yeah, we usually sometimes don't know what we're doing.
I had no idea. I have always had an interest in the metaphysical realm. I mean, as a young child, I read lots of books that were quite advanced for someone so young. I remember when I was 8 years old, just so fascinated by these so-called unsolved mysteries. And I remember reading a book about the crystal skulls when I was like 10 years old. And so I believe that I've always been interested in this, and it just seemed that the information that I read as a young child, it just reaffirmed, I guess you can say, what I know now is ancient wisdom that I have within myself from previous past lives that I have lived, over generations. And, and it just started from there, from, unsolved mysteries, the metaphysical realm, to crystal healing, chakra healings, past life, mediumship, channeling, animal totems, so energy healing. So it just kind of took off from there, really. I just allowed myself to do extra research, to experience and trial and error, test things out on myself and on friends and family.
Yeah, usually we start out with friends or family, depending on our family's openness to it, whatever. And sometimes, we just have to take it from there. So, Betty Ann, you have opened up since I've known you. We've known each other, 5 or 6 years now? I can't remember.
It seems many, many years. I've lost track, actually. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's been many years now.
Yes. So, and you were like, you had suppressed your gifts, and we used to talk about those things that you were kind of like, you were kind of afraid of it, but now you've really embraced them, and Your messages are pretty straightforward. I mean, you don't pull any punches. I mean, you're very delicate, but in a way, you just kind of tell it like it is, and people,
true,
you know,
absolutely, yes. I don't even. I think that just comes back from the days of counseling individuals. I would rather, you know, I believe I would rather tell you the truth, and I mean, I would do it in such a way that's gentle and not, you know, abrasive in any shape or form. I believe hearing the truth and hearing honesty is beneficial and more productive than coming across fluffy, airy-fairy, or saying what I think you want to hear.
Yeah, some people, you know, they'll say, you know, I don't know why some people will call for a psychic reading, you know, and I work another line, and sometimes they'll say, is this the truth? I'm like, yeah, it's my karma, not yours, and you're in agreement with that, too. It's like, you tell them the truth.
Absolutely,
and,
for sure.
And here they're expecting you to tell, like, doomsday massacre or something, you know, doomsday prophecy, and you're like, no, it's not the way I'm seeing it, you know, it's not what I'm getting here. So it's like, damned if you do or damned if you don't.
Correct, absolutely, it's so true, and I find, you know, the more that I do readings for other people, I don't take it personally anymore. At first I did, and I still have moments that I feel, you know, a little bit hurt, I guess, or just put off. If a client may get upset about what they're hearing. And so, you know, now I come from the perspective that I say what I'm getting and feeling. You know, and often I believe it's what you need to hear versus what you want to hear.
Right, you know, and sometimes it's like, you know, the information, you know, and that's where some of my complaints come in. You know, on the one line, they take like a complaint toll tally, and it's like, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that, yeah, he's coming back, and it's all going to be rosy. Okay.
Correct, yeah,
you're kind of the
yeah,
same way,
feel
too.
That, you know, your approach is beneficial to the client, even though at the time it's not what they want to hear, right? You know,
exactly.
And you're also, you know, you're the messenger, and unfortunately people shoot the messenger, as you know.
I know.
From your
I know.
Own
it's like, don't shoot me, please. Sometimes I'll be like, don't shoot me intentionally, okay? If you have a gun, don't do it with me, okay? I got a lot of people.
Exactly, yeah, for sure. But, you know, on some level when you say, this individual isn't a good fit for you, or you really need to let this relationship go because it has ended, regardless of who's the dumper or who got dumped, on some level I truly believe the client does know that. They have some sense of knowledge about that, that what you're saying is correct. But they're just at that point. They're not ready or willing to admit it to themselves. And I find that clients can often get stuck in that, which prevents them from actually moving forward and healing and seeing, you know, that, yes, one door has closed, but, you know, spirit is really, you know, is showing you that another one has opened for you that is better than before.
Yes. And if you can take it, the lessons, and move forward with it, then you're better off for it. Instead of resisting what resists, you know, persists. And
absolutely, for sure, I agree with that. Yeah. And it takes a lot of trust and faith going, okay, yes, this opportunity has passed, it wasn't the greatest, but, you know, I'm trusting that the answers I'm getting from you as a psychic reader or intuitive reader, however you call yourself, that something is better that's going to come along in my life. And it always does, right?
Yeah, and it does. And sometimes we just don't want to accept that, though. It's like we want to live. Sometimes we're just stuck in the past.
Yes.
And that's the sad part. When we're stuck in the past, we can't see what's in the present, which is the, you know, really what's in front of us. And so, you know, that happens. But I really feel that. You know, doing this work, how do you conduct a psychic reading yourself? Do you do anything in particular to, you know, prepare for a psychic reading? Because I know
right, yeah,
you do more
I,
in-person readings than I do right at this point, you know.
Yes. When I was busy during this past summer doing readings at a local store in Calgary, I often would, even before I would get to the store, I would prepare myself before I leave the home in terms of smudging myself to keep my energy clean and clear. I would talk to my angels and spirit guides or whoever part of my divine support system that wants to come forward to help me with the readings. And I ask to be a clear channel and set my intentions. And I also ask for protection. That is how I, you know, prepare myself to conduct readings. And I find that that works well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I get to where I need to go, if I at the particular store that I was scheduled to do readings at, I would find that I was ready and prepared to be available for clients who wanted readings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's and sometimes what people who don't do readings professionally or don't really, you know, it's exhausting sometimes, and you have to take care of yourself. And
absolutely.
How do you do that? How do you take care of yourself?
I find important for taking care of myself is I definitely, when at the end of the day or end of a session, I will smudge myself with
mm-hmm.
sage. And just take a few minutes for myself to get grounded again and ask, you know, the healing angels or Archangel Michael to come and clear my energy field. And that is how I take care of myself. In addition to that, I like to listen to healing music. I'll take my dog for a walk, spending time in nature, just doing things that I enjoy, that's taking time out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel often those activities totally rejuvenate myself, kind of
mm-hmm.
recharge myself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I do to take care of myself when I'm doing a lot of readings, because that is totally draining.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize the amount of energy that takes to do a proper
mm-hmm.
psychic reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't. And sometimes, like, people will schedule with me, or they, you know, and then I'll say, no, not today, because sometimes if you're drained, you can't give them proper messages.
Correct,
and I
yes.
I don't really think people understand that fully. Well, today we'll educate them a little bit about that.
Hopefully, absolutely.
Because
that will help people, too, to keep in mind when you're going for a psychic reading that it takes a lot of energy to give someone a reading, first of all, and then for ourselves, because we're the channel, we need to keep ourselves pretty clear and open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you know that you are getting a good psychic reading? How do you know that as a client? Because you've been on both sides like
yes,
I have been.
Yes, absolutely, yes, for sure. How I know is that, first of all, as a client, and I tell clients this too, that it's important that you enter the reading open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're not going to exhibit any type of resistance. Because I've done readings with clients before where they're totally closed off. It's like they have an imaginary wall around them. And it would feel like you have to convince them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so in order to do that, you have to work up and through this high wall that they have built around themselves. And that takes more energy. So, you know, as a client going into a psychic reading, I think it's very important that you go in with a very open mind, that you're receptive to the entire process. It's just not one way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one-way session where the psychic or the reader is doing all the work and you sit there like a sponge and not participating in the advance. Does that make sense? Because
mm-hmm.
it's really like a partnership, because you are paying for this, but you also need to participate if you want mm-hmm. to make the best out of your reading. So, you know, I found that for myself, being a client, that if I go in with an open mind, I have a list of open-ended questions with
mm-hmm.
me, even if I keep them in my pocket. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes you can forget what you want to ask, right? Like if
mm-hmm.
there's certain areas you want to focus on, such as in your life, or romance, spiritual, anything, I find that it's helpful to keep a list of questions in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be, I just lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Because my dog walked by, sorry.
okay.
He's bothering
Woody
me.
Is distraction.
Yes.
Woody's our little baby.
He's picking up on the psychic energy. He loves that.
He's a psychic vampire.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's gone. How else? Oh, and I think it's best that the client, once they sit in a chair, I find that it's helpful to do some deep breathing with the client, because everyone is nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's you're doing a reading in person or over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also do a couple deep breathing, like belly breathing
mm-hmm.
exercises. But then that will take like just a few seconds just to get them a little grounded and more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would prepare for a reading. For sure.
Yeah, sometimes what will happen, too, is that, you know, you're so nervous or you've got such anxiety. You know, when people call me up on the phone, I don't know if this has happened to you, like they're so anxious and, you know, they're like, well, what are you picking up? And it's like, I can't read you because your energy is just like out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to tell them either call back when they're calmer or when they've had a few drinks. I don't know what they can do to calm down, but it's like, what are you picking up? And, you know, psychics can't work in that kind of, I don't know.
That makes it even more of a challenge to get a reading or like you said, to get a good read on them.
Yeah, it's almost like, what are you picking up with this? And they're so, you know, and they're anxious. And, you know, you and I are like impasse. We're like, sponges as it is.
Correct, yes.
We don't do the proper protection. We go into a, I don't know, crowded area or, you know, a crowded place and get all these people. It's like you just, like a sponge yourself, you absorb it, you know. And that's what an empath is, really, is they absorb people's energies. So got to
mm-hmm,
be careful.
That's right, yes, yeah. Yeah, you know, when a client is anxious or they're stressed out, angry. Their energy field is very murky and cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
And because I do a lot of my readings in person, so I find that it's harder for me to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so even sometimes on one occasion, I did find myself doing a quick smudge of a particular client because they were just so anxious and really just not angry, but extremely frustrated at a certain mm-hmm. situation. And so I found that by doing some deep breathing with them and just doing a quick smudging of their aura,
mm-hmm.
I found that they were able to relax a little bit before the reading actually started.
Yeah, I have a pendulum.
I know you have a few techniques that you do long-term.
Yeah, I use the Archangel Michael technique, which is the prayer, guard me, guide me, protect me, and I've mentioned that prayer on the air a lot of times. And also I have a healer pendulum that I use, and that's to clear the energy. A lot of times that does work, and sometimes when it doesn't, then, hey, call me back, okay?
Yes, exactly,
Or, you know, or call me back or whatever, because I think what happens, too, is they're just like, they want to know everything, like, right now, and sometimes, you know, they're not meant to know everything either. You know, it's another thing,
yes,
too.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think that, like, I had a client that said, well, you didn't tell me this and that, but I said, well, you would hear it from the horse's mouth, meaning from that party. You know, why do you think that's why spirit gives us different information as opposed to, you know, giving the client direct information? Do you think that, you know, why do you think that is?
I think that spirit tells us what we need to know in this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you and I have talked about this before. If spirit gives us too much information without the proper building blocks for that client to get up to a certain situation to come to pass, then they don't really learn to appreciate the situation or a prediction that will come to pass. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, it makes, yeah. But, you know, with people, sometimes they just think that, you know, we're gods and we're not. We're just human.
No, absolutely. No, we're
human
far
beings.
From it.
We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And there's some days when you are having such a human experience, you just don't want to go, you know, deal with it. You know, and I recently had another client, too, that, you know, wasn't getting that, you know, and you know, it's kind of like, okay, I'm only human here. I can't, you know, I can't talk to you right now. I can't, you know, and that's important too. When we're doing readings, boundaries are very important.
Oh,
you know,
for
and it
sure.
seems
Absolutely.
Like that's my, one of my lessons too. I don't know about you, but boundaries is a real big thing in my life. I don't know about you, but
I think all of us who are empaths are doing this type of work. Boundaries are always going to be our life lesson.
In one way or another, keep showing up. Yeah,
yeah, they always keep showing up in some shape or form, and you're like, really? I thought I got a handle of this. You know, so you're always being tested to make sure that you understood the material, your lesson learning, your lessons from before, and if not, then it somehow shows up in your life again.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And you're
yeah.
like, okay, here we go again. You know,
yeah.
and try a different avenue to get this lesson, and hopefully you get it so it doesn't come back again.
Oh, yeah, or they build on the other lessons you've learned. In my case, it's like, okay, I think I thought I learned 101, but I guess you want me to go back and learn, you know. It's annoying.
It is. I know. It's completely annoying and frustrating. And sometimes I think spirit just wants us to revisit a few lessons,
mm-hmm.
you know, so then we don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes it's easy. Oh, I've learned this lesson, and then it appears again in some different shape or form,
mm-hmm.
where we need to apply our previous knowledge to this particular situation, and somehow we kind of miss the boat.
Yeah.
And then we kind of fail at that lesson learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but to go back to your why is timing so difficult in readings? I just want to say that sometimes I found in my experience that clients are too focused on the time,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
rather than the messages that they're receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they seem to focus on is when. When is this going to happen? You know, but we're giving them information that, well, first of all, there's a few things that need to fall into place first before that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially, let's say, if you are looking for, let's say, a job,
mm-hmm.
a new job. And maybe, like, I know this has happened in my life, you know, that maybe that new job's not there yet because maybe you still have to learn what you have to learn on the current job, you know, and then people get, you know, ticked off with you because you're like, not for another 6 months, and they're ready to shoot you, but then maybe they have to learn a lesson with how to handle a certain personality on the job, or maybe...
Correct, yes, for sure.
Or maybe there's a breakup, and they're going to get back together. You know, sometimes people do get back together, but maybe that person has to, you know, learn their lessons and then come back to you in a different state of mind. You know, so that's
true,
why
yes.
timing is so difficult. You can't have everything yesterday, or...
Or
yeah.
it'll come in 2 days from now, and
yeah.
it won't happen exactly in that 2 day time frame.
Right, or maybe it's not supposed to happen at all right now because that other person has a lot of their own demons to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes subconsciously, I think we're all kind of guilty of blocking out certain things, so
mm-hmm.
it would appear that what you said didn't come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I had one experience where that happened, and, you know, I provided a time frame, you know, and as we know, everything in the spirit world, there's no such thing as linear time that we've created here, right?
Exactly, yes.
Time is something human beings have created. It keeps us on track to do certain things, I suppose, but in the spirit world, there's no such thing. It's past, present, and future. It's all one. You know, and I'm still working on that, on my skill to refine the time,
mm-hmm.
The timing part of it. But I believe that that sometimes clients may subconsciously block that because
mm-hmm.
in some weird way they feel some satisfaction that, you were wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, which goes back to my original comment before is that sometimes people become overly focused on the timing rather than the messages that you're receiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes, too, you know, I've had clients come back to me, you know, the ones who have complained about me and say, you know, you told me exactly unfolded how you were seeing it, but the timing was off. I'm like, well, it's God's timing, not mine. I'm just telling you what I see.
Exactly,
you know?
Yes.
And just because it didn't happen in the time that I felt it was going to happen doesn't mean it didn't happen. It did. And those are the kind of clients I just want to go over the phone and smack them. You know,
yes, yes, and that's very frustrating for sure. So, yeah, because they're just more focused on the time
mm-hmm.
that you gave them rather than everything else around it, and they're just focused on that one aspect and turning
mm-hmm.
it into a negative rather than, everything else that you did tell me prior mm-hmm. to this did come to pass.
Yeah, or it did come to pass, like I said, but not in their timing. You know, or
exactly.
Something
that's
like,
right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. You know,
and free will has a lot to do with that as well.
Yeah.
You know, a client's free will. And if you get too many readings too close together, that can really...
I was
going to
say
frame.
That I recently had an experience with a person that was getting like what you call the psychic shopper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
yeah.
That calls, you know, and it's the same questions every day. And nothing has changed. you know, and maybe the timing is, and then when you ask when all the time, that is going to kind of bite you in the rear end, because what will happen is, okay, you know, the universe, God, or whatever, lineal mind, whatever you want to call it, says, okay, you want to keep asking when, I'm just going to delay it more, because you keep asking when every day.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, and that, and if you call for too many readings in a short amount of time, it definitely convolutes the information you are receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
yeah.
tend to sound like you're a broken record and you repeat the same information
mm-hmm.
again. But mm-hmm. somewhere along the way, the client's not hearing it and being open and receptive to, you know what, you need to take a break from calling me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you also need to take a break of asking the same questions all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that can screw up the time frame.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, and, you know, if you're calling, like, so many different readers, and, you know, this what this one person would do was, well, this person told me that, and then I would get defensive, and I'm like, well, why the hell are you calling so many damn people? You know, and you want to smack them. You know,
yes,
so then after
absolutely.
A while, as the reader... And people get offended by this. I can't read for you anymore. You know, you just
no,
have to take
right.
a break.
You can't.
And, well, why not? Don't you want my money? No, it's not that I want your money. I'm wasting my time and your time by sitting here when I could be helping some other person, you know, that, you know, maybe needs my help a little bit more than you do.
Correct, yes. Yeah, and they're not comparing notes all the time. And that can actually affect the timing of the reading and the messages received, right? Because you're comparing
oh, yeah.
one psychic reader to another, to another, to another. And rather than seeing if there's a common theme in the messages and then come to the conclusion that, oh, this is a confirmation. Okay, so I'm on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead I find that people will do the psychic shopping, shop around, ask the same questions. And if you go to the last psychic who tells you something completely opposite of from everyone else, they immediately go, well, you're wrong, because three other psychics said something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which doesn't mean you're wrong. It's just that spirit is saying, well, you know what? We're going to change everything now because you keep asking the same question.
Yeah. Keep annoying the hell out of us, and, you know, we're not... You know, and then there's some people out there, too, that just, you know, they just think that you're, like I said, you're God. And you're not. You're a spiritual being having human experience, just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You have gifts that you're
yeah.
using. And, you know, I mean, you're not perfect. You are a messenger from God. Yes, I believe that. But you also, you know, you're just, I don't know. I've had some weird experiences lately, too, and that's why, you know, you were coming on the show, and we've talked about this on the phone, so I thought maybe...
Yes, we have, yeah, for sure, and it makes a lot of sense if someone, you know, is getting too many readings in a short amount of time, eventually the messages will begin to change due to free will, the client's free will, right? Because if you're told, do not call so often, but you call anyway... That's your free will to continue calling, and as such, it's going to start changing and have an influence on the messages you're going to be getting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why the messages are changing or why something isn't coming to pass.
Exactly. And, you know, and then you're just like, as a, you know, me, you know, I love what I do. Now, I'm not saying I don't love talking to people all the time, and I know you're like that too, but sometimes it's good not to call the person like every day or every other day or whatever it is. Just kind of give it a rest, you know, give it a rest. Get on with
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Focus
no,
on
I totally
yourself.
Agree with you on that.
Allow
everything to start, you know, falling into place and kind of just continue on with your life and just kind of be aware of, you know, any additional signs or messages that come along the way to confirm what you received during your psychic reading.
Mhm. Yeah, and that's like you were bringing out too, being open, you know, being open to everything and anything, because sometimes what will happen is maybe that person who you're calling about, let's say a breakup has occurred, has a lot of their own stuff they need to deal with. You know,
yeah, for sure. It isn't always about us.
Yeah. And,
especially
you know,
when it comes to calling for a relationship. Questions.
Relationships are the hardest and the most, I mean, that's the laboratory of us learning something is through a relationship.
Yes. Yes,
but if that
agree.
Person is half-baked, and they're not getting something in their own life. Maybe they're dealing with their own demons and they're not coming to pass. It's because maybe that person's got to deal with some stuff. Or maybe
yeah,
they're
I
involved
agree,
with
totally.
Somebody else. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they're involved with somebody else too, you know, and maybe they got to learn from that person before they come back to you in a different state of mind, you know, seeing that they, you know, whatever it is, whatever, I'm just saying what if, you know. Or
yeah, and that's true. And also, I find in my relationship readings, you know, I find that the blocks, what's blocking a person from finding that ideal relationship in my reading tends
mm-hmm.
to show up.
Yeah, exactly.
For the client. And I get the messages often that, well, Spirit hears you, that you want your ideal relationship, but you're focusing on someone who isn't your ideal relationship
mm-hmm.
or your ideal mate. And often I find that the blocks, what's blocking them from moving forward tends to show up in the cards a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that Spirit is trying to get them to look in a different direction
mm-hmm.
by showing this is what's blocking you. We hear your prayers. We hear your calls. We're trying to help you, but you're not looking at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and you said this to me before, you know, and I've said this to other people before, that Spirit has someone else better for you on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know sometimes that's not, you know, it's not easy to understand that. Well, when is he coming in then, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier to focus on someone who is not available in your life right now, you know, or if you're having relationship issues, then to realize, well, this relationship ended for a reason, and there's someone better coming into my life.
Yeah, or sometimes what will happen is, you know, I had this with a client too, but this person doesn't get their act together, there's somebody else definitely better, and then, you know, this person was asking me, well, why? Why, you know, the whys. Why,
mm-hmm.
why is there so many different avenues? And I'm like, well, free will. You know, they
exactly.
free will.
Yeah.
You know,
goes back to free will. Absolutely.
It all goes back to free will. God's not the controller here. He's not the almighty bellboy that goes around and, you know, decides this and that. God gave us free will.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And it's a free will that determines a lot in a psychic reading.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know.
And yeah. Like you said, you know, you may be looking at someone and they're looking at the unavailable person that left them, or you know, whatever, and you know, we have to look at, well, why are you, you know, I'm not a, you know, and a reader, I don't have a mental health background like you do, so I'm just like looking at the big picture for them, you know. Sometimes, you know, people have to look at what's going on in their own lives and figure it out, you know. So everybody's different, you know. Everybody
absolutely
reads differently
for
too.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Circumstances, free will, and you don't know what's going on in the other person's life, you know, before you and that other person finally get to meet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Divine timing, and people need to work on their own personal issues or attachments before everything can fall into place properly. And when it does, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It works out great, you know. I mean, you've been attested to that. You know, we've talked
yes.
about, you know, that sometimes maybe you're alone for a certain period of time because you need to work on yourself.
Correct,
there's,
yes.
There's
as frustrating as that may be. And
yeah, yeah, I know. You and I both have had those periods of being
yes.
alone. Like, it was the
yes.
Sahara Desert. There was nobody around except us.
Yes, exactly. You're in that famine period, and you're just really... But, yeah, you know I've been told, and I'm currently in that famine period where it's that resting period. You got to do, you know, build your foundation, you know,
mm-hmm.
do your work internally. And in, you know, it's frustrating at times, absolutely. And I find myself, you know, in the past and even now with a few clients, you know, right now it's time for you to really go within and to figure out what you want in your life. And to clear out all of that garbage, because you don't want that in your life anymore. And so I understand the frustration and the impatience and everything that goes along with that when what you really want so badly isn't coming into your life yet, but it's just hanging, you know, hanging out on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
It's that time out period. And I know that the time out period. And I know, you know, clients, you know, come for insight regarding this time out period. When is it going to come to pass? What else do I need to work on? What, like, why, you know, all these whys. And you do your best to be that messenger to say, well, there's still a few more blocks you need to look at, and you know, and some more personal work you got to do. And but you know, I have seen clients in the past. They they grumble all the way, and they're crying all the way, and shedding tears and grief and frustration to do all the work. But you know, in the end, once it's all done, I've seen it. Things just fall into place with ease and grace, and it's wonderful.
It does, and then when it does, it's like, wow, this is great. So what are some of the, you have a very diversified background besides the mental health, specializing in addictions. You just went to trauma yoga. Can you explain what that is? What is trauma yoga, or what is it?
Oh, yes, for sure, yes. I took a training back in July in British Columbia. Because of my mental health background, I have an interest in PTSD and trauma and the recovery of it, maybe child abuse trauma, sexual abuse trauma of some kind. I've always been attracted to the dynamics of all of that. And I decided to take a trauma-sensitive yoga therapy instructor training. And it was absolutely mind-blowing. It was an intensive five-day training. And it's based on a lot of research done in the U.S. and working with veterans and women from domestic violent backgrounds and people who suffer from PTSD, may it be a result of a car accident or child abuse of some kind. But anyway, so I decided to take that training because one of my goals is to eventually offer that as a workshop and do some private one-to-one yoga therapy surrounding trauma.
Hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you also got involved with integrated energy therapy. Yay. How was
yes,
that?
Finally, yes, finally, yes. I finally heeded your suggestions.
It took you about a long time.
I can contest to it because you've been saying that for many years now. And I'm like, I'm not interested. And you're like, no, you really should try it. And not only you have been encouraging, but I know that your spirit guides have been telling you to tell me to do it. And you're like, but she's not listening.
And that's sometimes, too, as a reader, too. You sometimes, when you give people suggestions, you know, they're asking me, what is next on my spiritual path, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's where sometimes, you know, you get off the phone or you get out of the office or whatever, and you're like, okay, dear God, why aren't they listening to me? And Spirit's like, in own time, at least you can only be the director, the pointer, you know, and that's what you kind of, you know, have to remember, too. You're only the directional to what they need to learn, you know, and sometimes I think that's frustrating for us because we see it right in front of them. You would have a great path, only if. You're not, like,
yeah.
You're not God and you got free will, so.
Yes, that's very true. That is so true. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. But anyways, back to your question. Yes, I finally heeded your advice, and I signed up for a level one and Healing with Your Angels integrated therapy course. Mm-hmm. And I completed that, I think, about two weekends ago here in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed by how quick I was able to pick up on the different healing techniques, and I just totally took to it. And no, I'm quite excited that I completed that, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the training. So, yes.
Oh, well, yes, it's going to be good. So if we have some time, we'll take some callers, if that's okay with you, Betty Ann.
Sure, yes.
Questions.
Yeah.
In the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-627-6008. And for those outside the U.S. and Canada, 530-413-7600. Well, they changed some of the numbers here, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm looking here. I think I'm gonna need glasses. I'm getting up there. I can't see the small print. Well, it was amazing when I talked to you that day after your training. It was interesting because I could feel the shift with the integrated energy therapy right away. I could feel that shift from when you do it, when you get an attunement or when you're tuned to the level one or whatever. You just feel a shift within yourself, and
yes, and I totally was able to feel it for sure. It was a wonderful feeling, absolutely. Yeah. And I was quite surprised that, well, I shouldn't be surprised that you were able to pick it up via long distance, the attunement energy.
Yeah.
Still resonating with?
Yes, it was. And you get on the spiritual high, and you know that's the difference between you know, you can do readings on the phone or you can do it in person or email. It really doesn't matter.
No, absolutely, yes. Yes, I don't necessarily need to sit in front of a person to do a reading. I just need your name and whatever your question is. And, and then I just kind of tap in and see what happens.
Well, while we're waiting for callers, if anyone wants to call, any messages for me today? Do you have anything for me? Let's do a sample reading and anything that you want to, you know, tell in the parameters of the, you know, confidentiality, of course.
Right,
you know,
of course, yes.
Yeah, any messages that I need to know today? Because, you know, I got to go to the crazy exercise class. No, just kidding.
Oh, do you have your exercise class tonight?
Yes, I do, but I might go to the other one.
Right, yes. Any messages for Amy?
Yes.
I do know that you've been working on your personal business on the side, and I'm picking up that your advertising, once you set that into motion, you're going to get a lot of contacts from it. I think you were, so far I think you have two advertising ads at two different locations, is that correct? Right. I'm picking up there's a third one that may be coming into your radar here pretty soon.
Okay.
That you may ponder about whether or not placing an ad there as well. It's kind of local, but it also branches out a little further from where you live. So I think it serves a greater area.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, thank you. I think we have a caller. Hello.
Oh, okay, great. Hello.
Amy, it's Mindy. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing?
I, of course, I haven't, you know, been able to listen. Of course, this is the show that I tune into, and I'm pretty sure I feel like you tailored it specifically to me.
Oh, did I? No, actually, I didn't. Maybe you were meant to hear it the way. Not you at all, actually. No,
I'm teasing you. I was listening. I'm like, oh, my God, that's me. I remember talking to you every day for God knows how long. And now taking a break.
Yes, that's okay, honey. That's okay. But do you have a question for Betty Ann? She would love to answer any questions.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, because I'm one of Amy's callers that's been taking a break, and I understand the free will and just kind of, you know, letting it go and letting God do it.
Yes, it's not always easy. Absolutely. No, I totally understand.
Oh, it's horrible. It's terrible for me to do.
It is, yes. It's about that letting go of that control and mustering up all that faith and trust that, okay, I'm just going to let it go and see what falls into place.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
so
again,
what can I do for you today,
Mindy?
Do you
have any special message for me?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll let you take this one, Betty Ann, because I talked to Mindy.
Oh, okay. Was there anything you wanted to kind of focus on, Mindy?
Absolutely. Let's do the relationship thing, because every part of my life, honestly, right now is wonderful, and there's not someone there, and that's okay. But I was wondering if you see someone coming into my life.
Okay. just give me a minute to tune into your energy for a bit. What I'm really picking up right now is that, yes, if it sounds like I'm repeating myself from what I've spoke about earlier, it's because that's what's really coming on strong for me, is that there is someone, there is a guy, a gentleman, just off on the horizon for you, okay? But I'm feeling that there's just a few more blocks that you need to work on. a little bit.
Okay.
I'm feeling that you need to kind of look back and reevaluate what you're really looking for in a relationship. What does your ideal mm-hmm. relationship look like?
Mm-hmm.
And
Amy told me that the last time.
Pardon me?
Amy pretty much told me that. Well, that's funny.
Okay.
spot on.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's just confirmation then. I'm just feeling the spirit is saying, yes, if you started that process, that's great, but they want you to dig a little deeper.
Mm. Okay.
I see an image of a grocery list. You know, when you go to the grocery store, you write down all the items that you want to buy at the grocery store. So they're showing me that you actually need to write it all down and refine it even a little further.
Mm. Okay.
You may have apples on your list, but apples are pretty general. So what kind of apple do you want?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm feeling you just need to refine that list of what your ideal relationship will look like, what your mm-hmm. ideal mate will look like, and are you exhibiting some of those characteristics in your life right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you're not, then it, you know, might be a good time to start implementing some of those characteristics. Because
okay.
what Spirit is saying is that we have him and he's doing his work on what he needs to do, right? But we want both of you to be totally ready for this relationship when the time is right.
Okay.
Okay, because they don't want you going humming and hawing and, oh, is this the right guy? Isn't this the right guy? They're showing you, Mindy, that when he comes in, you're just going to know.
Mm-hmm.
And there won't be any doubting. There won't be any calling of psychics. You're
yeah.
just going to know. And that's what they really want you to continue working on.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Great. Absolutely. And again, it's funny. That's exactly what Amy told me about 4 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And I don't tell, and I don't divulge, you know, we as psychics, we keep our stuff confidential.
Yes.
I don't go back with Betty Ann and tell her what's going on. So let me qualify that.
No.
So.
And I don't shop around with psychics either, as you know. So this is just kind of funny.
Well, no, that's fantastic. But anyways, yeah. So if you're receiving the same message again, I find that Spirit is hearing you. They hear your thoughts, they hear your prayers, and they're like, okay, well, you've already started this process, but they just want you to keep mm-hmm. going just a little
okay.
bit further and to refine those characteristics of what you are looking for.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you for calling, Mindy, and good luck with everything. And just know that
thank
guy is
you.
Coming. Don't lose your faith.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's amazing. Sometimes, you know, it's amazing. You know, I sometimes will call. Well, you're one of my go-to psychics, and then I have.
Oh, well, thank you. What a compliment.
Yes, and I have. Well, you know, I have like I learned from a long time ago that I have like. You have a minimum of three people, the maximum of three people. If you're doing, you know, that confirmation, if you need to go, it's like a support system, and you should really
Correct,
have
yes.
three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that you call every day, but you call, you know, once in a while. And,
that's great.
And
yes.
you, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, you know, we only bounce things off like you've asked me questions, and you know, vice versa. But
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes it's you know, learning how to conduct a reading, or maybe this client is dealing with that, and you know, we don't divulge confidentiality, but generalities. And sometimes you got to be really careful, you know, because I take my work serious, and you take your work seriously too. So I just want to qualify that. So
mm-hmm. absolutely, yes. No, I have. No idea who your clients are or anything
and
like that.
And I don't have any idea who your clients are.
No, and
that's okay with me
because
I don't
want to
know. Sometimes I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. No, for sure. But that was a fabulous question that Mindy did ask. And I find that, you know, clients have started that process. They are listening to the messages that they receive.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they just need that little extra clarification.
Right, and that's okay, too, because you know, is your gifts are, you know, similar to mine. I know you use tea leaves, which I've never done. I mean, my great grandmother did that. What process is the tea leaf reading? I just want to ask you that. How do you do a tea leaf reading?
A tea leaf reading is basically, I find that that you have the client drink a tea. Of course, you use loose tea leaves. And by them drinking the tea, they're putting their energy into the teacup.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get to the very bottom, then you turn the teacup over to drain out any excess. And then whatever sticks to the walls and to the bottom of the teacup, you can actually give them a reading based from that. And a teacup also has a timing.
Mm-hmm.
Different sections of the teacup has time frames.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you work from, you have the teacup handle pointing towards you, and you work from left to right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're working from the left, the closest, right, that's the past, mm-hmm. and then towards the rim, the top of the teacup is the present, and as you move closer to the right side of the teacup, that's the future. And depending on where the images are located, from the top of the teacup to the bottom, it basically, you know, will identify this was in the recent past, this was long ago in your past, or this is coming up to your present, or this is happening right now, or will be, and same with the future. This will be, you know, this will happen maybe next week, not too far off. The further down in the teacup it's located, the symbol or the cluster of tea leaves will denote that it'll happen a little further along into the future.
Ah, I see. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes a little bit of practice and skill because, you know, you see certain symbols and images and objects, and you know, you're also working with your own spirit guides and your own special gifts to try to figure out what this symbol represents to the client.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's interesting how we all tune in, but sometimes we get similar messages for, you know, our clients. And, you know, I mean, I just wanted to qualify that. So we're running out of time, actually.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Where the heck is
Oh, wow.
I know.
Time did fly by quick.
I know. And you made it. You made it.
Yes,
through the
I
rain.
Made it, yes. Because I was a little nervous. I will admit to that.
That's okay.
But I, you know, I'm very glad that you invited me onto your radio show today, and this is a wonderful experience for me.
Yes, it'll be good. Maybe we'll have you on again. You know, you've been on. You were on last year about addictions. You were talking
Correct,
about
yes.
how to
mm-hmm.
work through addictions. So you are, you know, someone. So your website is Divine Spirit Whispers and Wisdom.com.
Yes.
I tried to enlarge the font, so it appears smaller than I did try to mess around with it. For some reason, it's not working with me, so I was going to bold it, but it's not working. So, you know, it's not like I'm trying to belittle you.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Yes, it's Divine Spirit Whispers and Wisdom.com.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so I encourage all your listeners to check out my website,
okay.
And if anyone wants an email reading or phone reading, by all means, contact me through my website, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
And, of course, you know where to find me is angelanswers11.com. The website, you know, was rebuilt earlier this fall. It's a great little purple website, too. Betty Ann designed her own website. I give her credit. Believe me, I give
yes,
you a
thank
lot of credit.
Yes, thank you. It took me a long time. Being
I know. When I didn't hear from you for a couple
skill.
Of days.
That's not my skill to create a website, but I did it.
I know. God bless you. Me, I'm
yes.
paying it, you know, and then you can find me on my Twitter page, @AngelAnswers11, and then Facebook, Angel Answers with Amy Toy, and angelicamy35@gmail.com, and, of course, Betty Ann's, once again, is Divine Spirit Whispers and Wisdom.com. That's her website. It's a cute website. Check it out. She did a phenomenal job.
Well,
know,
thank you very much. Yes, it took me a long time. Yeah,
I know.
But
you
I
were
did it.
You were going to take up some serious drinking, you know, even though...
Yes, it was like, oh, my God. This is only totally out of my realm of abilities. But, you know, with some patience, it can be done. Yes.
Definitely. Well, everyone, have a great week. Next week is Michael Moon. He's coming on about meditation CDs, and he works with autistic children, I believe. So that will be a great show.
Oh, that sounds like a fantastic guest you're going to have on.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show, and we got some great. I've got great. We, it's me. You know, Betty Ann, come on anytime you want.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, we're gonna. I am gonna have some great guests coming up, and for the next 2-3 months here, booking guests. And like I said, Betty Ann, once again, check out her website. She's a great reader. She's great, phenomenal guest. So, thank you very much, everyone. Have a great day. May the angels carry you through. Bye bye.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye bye.